Come here, sweetheart. It's late. Time for bed. That's right. Just lie down next to me. Get yourself nice and comfortable. That's a good girl. I know you've been having trouble sleeping lately. Your mind is restless, worrying about the stresses of your life, worrying about yourself, about all the parts of you that you want to change, bringing you down. I want to help you. What do I have in mind? Well, you've told me so many times how much you love my voice, how you find it both soothing and stimulating. When you're in the right mindset, you have the most wonderful way of saying goodnight to yourself. You just take this pretty little hand and make yourself feel so, so good. You fall asleep just minutes later, still basking in the glow of your own pleasure. It took a long time for you to trust me enough, feel comfortable enough to let me see it. And I swear, I've never seen anything so beautiful in my life. In that instant, I fell in love with you all over again. You haven't done it in a while, though, have you? Sent yourself off to bed with your own hand? You've told me before, if you're not in the right headspace, it just won't happen, no matter how hard you try. Yes, it's like your own mind is working against you, holding you back from what you crave, from what you deserve. You need to feel at ease. You need to feel good about yourself, about your mind, about your body. I want to help you feel good. No, not in that way. Not tonight. Tonight, I want to help you rediscover how to make yourself feel good. I want to help you rediscover how to love yourself. I'll do it using nothing but this voice that you love so much. I'll be your guide to that comfortable, wonderful place in your mind. I'll make sure that you feel content, blissful, when you fall asleep. Only if that's what you want, of course. Only if it's what you truly desire. If you're hesitant, if you're uncertain, if you close yourself off to me, it won't work. If you want this, you need to open your entire mind to my voice. Let me inside. Hide nothing from me. Hold nothing back. Good. I can tell that you want this. I can see it in your eyes, half closed as they are. You're ready. All you need to do is listen. Good girl. Just listen to my voice. Just listen. Take a deep breath in, out, in, out, in, out. Let your breathing match the rhythm of my words. Let your mind settle. In. Out. Let your hands rest gently at your sides as you stare up at the ceiling. Allow your gaze to fall out of focus. Let your eyelids fall bit by bit. Now let them close. Let my voice be your guide. In. Out. With each inhale, deepen your focus. Let my voice take up a bit more space in your head. Feel as it envelops you, as it pushes away the clutter of your mind, the stresses, the distractions, the insecurities. Feel them slowly slip away. With each exhale, release a bit more. Sink deeper into the sound of my voice. In. Out. You're feeling more peaceful already. More in touch with yourself. Nothing troubles you. Nothing holds you back. The only thing in your mind right now is the sound of my voice. All those little frustrations and concerns are gone. In. Out. There are no distractions left. It's just you. Just your body and your mind. They can work together in beautiful ways when you give them the chance. In. Out. The next time you exhale, feel your body sink deeper into the mattress. We're going to bring your awareness back into your body. Slowly. One piece at a time. Start with your hands. Your palms. Feel how they connect with the mattress beneath you. Now, I'll guide your awareness to each fingertip, one at a time. Press each one to the mattress as I say its name. We'll start with your left hand. Pinky. Ring. Middle. Index. Thumb. Shift your focus to the fingers of your right hand. Pinky, ring, middle, index, thumb. Good girl. Let that sense of awareness spread from your hands, down your arms. Into your chest, over your stomach, across your hips, down your thighs, all the way to your toes. Find the places where the sheets touch your bare skin, and the spots where your clothes keep you covered. The textures that brush against you. The air that hovers over your face. Every inch of our skin feels something at all times. But only when our minds are at peace can we truly feel all of it. Embrace it. now that you're relaxed enough to experience it. Enjoy the pure awareness of yourself. Now, in your mind's eye, envision a picture of your own body. This is easy for you. You know it better than anyone. Its curves and contours, its subtlest details, how it feels under your own hand, how it reacts to another's, what it's capable of doing, of experiencing, of giving and receiving. You have so many reasons to love it. And yet there are parts of it that you don't love. In your mind, in that picture, find one of those places. Do not shy away from it. Hold it in your mind. Now, keeping your eyes closed, raise one of your hands to your face. Trace your fingertips gently down your cheek, over the covers. Trace them slowly to that place on your body. Shift your body beneath the covers if you need to. Let your hand rest there for a moment. Gently. Feel the shape of that place through the covers. Bring your entire awareness to that point. Remember that it's only you and me in this room. Just your mind, my voice, and your body. You have no need to be afraid. No need to worry about what anyone else thinks. Everyone in this room knows that you are beautiful. You do know it. Even if you sometimes tell yourself that it's not true. Your mind, capable of conjuring the most lovely daydreams and the most wicked fantasies, of holding rapt attention for hours, and of letting go entirely at the right words or the right touch, is beautiful. Your body, which can be powerful or vulnerable or both, in the breadth of a single day, all in accordance with your will, with what you want it to do for you. Your body is beautiful. Even the place beneath your hand, which you so often scorn, is beautiful. It's part of you. When I touch you, I want to touch all of you. When I see part of you, I want the rest. I want you to feel the same way. You're starting to feel curious. You know your own body better than anyone, but knowing it and touching it are two different things. Pull the cover back. Touch that same place over your clothes. Take a moment to really feel your hand's presence there, to understand and enjoy that gentle pressure. Your anticipation is mounting. I can hear it in your breathing, see it in your face. You understand that you are beautiful, desirable. You want to experience it for yourself, to touch your bare skin, to see yourself the way I do. to desire yourself just as I do. In. Out. Let that curiosity build. Let that desire build. In. Out. Take off your clothes. Keep your eyes closed as you do. Good girl. Lie down. Keep the bed covers pushed back. Good. Take a moment to feel the way your body's presence has changed. The way your skin feels exposed to the air. The freedom of having nothing covering you. Nothing standing between you and yourself. The newfound itching in your fingertips. The desire to experience with your hands what you can't with your eyes. Don't give in to it just yet. Place your hands flat against the mattress, palms down. We're going to do the same check as before. One finger at a time. Left hand first. Feel the weight of each fingertip as I say its name. Press them each in turn against the mattress. And pay total attention to their presence. Feel the way they've grown restless, even as your mind remains relaxed and receptive. Pinky. Ring. Middle. Index. Thumb. Now the right hand. Pinky. Ring. Middle. Index. Thumb. You feel the urge to move these hands. To reach out to the beautiful body you've been holding in your mind for what feels like so, so long. Let yourself sink deeper into that desire. Until it occupies the entirety of your mind. Let it pulse through your fingertips. Out. Down your arms. Your chest. Your stomach. Your hips. Your legs. Down through the tips of your toes. Feel that familiar warmth spread across your body. In. Out. You're going deeper. 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 Immersing yourself in this need. As you focus, in turn, on each part of your body, you are not worried or insecure. Instead, you are filled only with appreciation and anticipation. Now, again, raise a hand to your face. Let your index finger trail gently down the side of your face. Bring it to your mouth and pass it over your lips. Do this slowly, all slowly. Give yourself time to appreciate the beauty under your hand. Give your desire time to mount. Now, trail that finger down the side of your neck. Or you may use two fingers. Let your body's impulses guide you. As your hand continues its journey, notice how your chest rises and falls, how its pace seems to quicken at your own touch. Allow your hand to settle over your breast for a moment. Use your other hand as well, if you feel that impulse. You can move them how you please, or hold them still. Your hands know their own way. Let them find it. In. Out. Good girl. You know exactly how to make yourself feel good. It's so easy, once your mind is prepared. Slide your hand slowly down your waist. Slowly, slowly. Take your time over every inch. Savor it. Your stomach, too. Let your fingertips glide over it. Appreciate it. Just as you've appreciated the rest of yourself. Now your hips. Feel the warmth of your skin beneath your hands. Let your fingers just barely graze your upper thighs. That's right. Slowly, slowly. Bring your palms to rest on the tops of your thighs. Let your fingers wrap around their inside edges, as if poised to pull them open. You want to. Perhaps more than you ever have before. Your body, its beauty, its deservance of praise and pleasure, is the only thing in your mind. Let your thighs part and slowly bring your hands down. Feel the softness of your thighs give way. Slowly. Allow one of those hands to brush between your thighs. Enjoy the feeling of your own wetness coating your fingertips. I've enjoyed that feeling so many times. Your body signaling its impatience, its craving for all the things I'm about to do to it. I wonder if, even now, even in your current state, you truly understand how I feel in that moment. How much I want to make you mine all over again. Every night that we're together, I want to make you understand. I want you to fuck yourself like I do. To satisfy yourself. To love yourself. Drag that hand up to your clit. Let out a deep breath as you rub up against it. Hold your fingers still. Sink into that feeling. That anticipation. You know how I think of you. And just the same, I know how you think of me. I know you have a very active imagination. I know how many fantasies your lovely mind holds. And I know how many of them give me a part to play. You don't have to hold that part of your mind still. Like my voice, it'll help you. Can you picture it? My face above yours. My passion deep inside you. Can you hear it? Can you feel it? I know that you can. It's vivid in your otherwise quiet mind. It makes your anticipation almost unbearable. Hold that image in your head. Hold it. I know that you feel almost compelled to keep that hand moving. Keeping yourself still is driving you wild. That you want nothing more than to give in. Do it. Show me. Let that rhythm you've shown me before guide your hands again. I can see that desire on your face, like I have so many times before. Embrace it. Sink into it. Deeper. Deeper. Your only purpose, your only desire is to make yourself feel good. There is nothing, nothing you desire more. And with me here, inside your mind, it will happen. Keep going. You want this. I want this. Don't stop until you give yourself that release you crave. Good girl. Good. You to come for me. Don't stop. Fall deeper into your desire. A pleasure all your own. Let my voice fade away. This is all yours. You're doing this for yourself. Good girl. Good girl. You're beautiful. deserve everything that you're giving yourself right now. Make yourself feel good. Blissful. Yeah, keep going. Make yourself come for me. You can do it. Come for me. Whenever you feel ready, you can open your eyes. Or you can just keep them closed and drift off to sleep. Either way, I'll be here for you when you're ready. I'm proud of you. I am. Truly. You did that for yourself. All I did was give you a little push in the right direction. Pretty girl. That was a beautiful sight to see. Next time I might just have to take a more active role, but this time, well, this time, seeing you make yourself feel good was more than enough for me.